I think I'm on. I had some trouble with this mic last time, so we'll see how it goes. You know, I can't blame anybody besides myself because I do put it on. So I was like, oh, it's me. If it messes up, it's me. And if it does it again, I'll look up and see the sound booth going. Just go to the, I'm like, okay, it's me. I understand. All right, so I had to work yesterday. Got to go to the barn tear down day, you know, the work day. And I had both my boys, so I couldn't get out there and physically help. I had to hold those boys. No, but they were working hard. Oh my goodness. I got out there, most of it was tore down. I got there to see it fall to the ground, the best part, you know. And it was just so much fun. I saw people laughing, having a great time. And would just, like Pastor Allen said, it was just an amazing community thing. Like, just get to see each other, hang out, and really, like I keep saying, it was just so much fun, enjoyment, just to be in community with each other. And we want, you know, obviously we have this building, and we want to maintain it well. And so there's things in the future. We're going to have work days or whatnot. And I was praying about and thinking about today. If you see something or you have an idea or something, bring it to us. Now, can't promise, you know, that we'll do everything because there's hundreds of things to do. But we want to hear what y'all have, your input, things you're seeing, because there's some things that might need repairs or improvement that we don't see. And then y'all bring it up, and it's like, oh, that is obvious we need to do that, right? And so the barn was the first step. We have plans. We aren't just leaving it to where for a gravel pit for the kids to throw rocks at each other, you know. We have future plans, and hopefully we'll be able to hammer that out and release some ideas and things in the future that we hope for. The biggest thing I took away from yesterday, then I'll get into my teaching, is that we did something that I believe that we've been pushing towards for the last probably 6 months to a year. And I think we did it so well. We did life together, and we had fun with it. I keep hearing it pop, so I'm getting ready. But we did life, and we had a lot of fun with it. Like, even though I only got to be there for like 45 minutes, that was so much fun. I brought my boys. They got to see, you know, they're the next generation of people doing stuff, putting up chairs and tearing stuff down. And so just excited for what we did yesterday. So I was praying about it. We're going over our list. I always bring this up so I can read it and keep reminding myself, and just bring it up to us. So these are kind of like the pillars of our church, or the foundational words: love, culture, community, results, believe, stewardship, share, pray. And I'm going to go over one today that I've spent years, decades of just honing in and nailing down and pretty much perfecting is fun. And so if you know me, any moment in which I sometimes even get in trouble at work because, you know, I'm a harasser. I was giving Alex heck about his shoulder. I'm like, I carried those two boys around all day and then you hurt your shoulder. I don't know what's happening. No, but I will say this, Alex was working hard. I mean, every time I looked up, he had something, he was moving, and I'm sitting there feeling pretty lazy because I'm just standing there eating a donut. But doing stuff and having fun has been something that really, I almost say that God's really like put on my heart. You know, like I enjoy having fun with. I even remember there's youth camps, there's men's conferences to where I just remember dying laughing about stories, or me and the Joshes, you know, Josh Carillon worked with the youth group. Josh works with the youth group. And we have, I mean, every time I talk to those guys, we talk about stories about youth camps where just craziness happens, you know, and we just had so much fun looking back, you know. And so I really feel like that having fun is something that is like a foundational thing for community, having joy. doing life together, laughing, all those things. Truly believe that God designed it to go hand in hand, right? And so it's something big that something big that he's placed on my heart and in my life that I enjoy being around people. And then when I'm around people, normally I'm heckling, but also I'm laughing because it's just the way, like, if you see me and I'm not making fun of someone, it's an odd situation. Like, maybe I'm having an off day. But and what's crazy is I've been like that my whole life, but I was praying about and thinking about when I first came to this church. I remember the joy and just how everyone was just having fun and laughing and enjoying each other was something that stuck with me. Like, I remember my first time being here, I was over in the back corner, and I had like 10 people come up and talk to us, and I'd been through a bunch of different churches, and nothing against that, but I'd never experienced the life that was here, right? I'd never experienced the joy, the just wanting to have conversations with me, enjoying being around me. I'd never experienced that till I came here. And truly felt like I even remember back to those days, and I'm like, man, I remember that day like being like, I've never experienced this, and I want to do this. It was almost like a light bulb moment that you can have fun with God. And so I think I'm going to go to the handheld because it keeps moving. And then look out. No, it's kidding. Here you go, sir. Thank you. I'm better with the handheld anyway, so I'm good with it. But so having fun, it was like one of the first moments that I remember going, oh my goodness, I can have fun and be with God at the same time. You know, I'd never thought of that. That had never been like something I thought about, because always I'd be harassing someone and I would walk into the church and I'd just sit there. And then like once I came here, I realized that, oh, like we can have fun. We can play games. I can be competitive if you've played a game against me. Sometimes I get competitive at games. I've gotten better about that. You know, walked through some anger issues with God, but I'm better. But still, if you play a game with me, it's once the game's on, we aren't friends. No, just kidding. Just getting to see people joyfully going after a relationship with God was something that I had never even thought of. It wasn't something in my mind, having joy in encountering God, right? It felt like two separate things in my life. And so even when a couple years ago, probably about 3 years ago, went through a lot of stuff with family and just a bunch of stuff, people leaving that were friends of mine, it was never a thought to leave here. Really the main point was I encountered something that I'd never seen or encountered before. And it was a life with God that I enjoyed being with him, right? And not only that, but he enjoys being with me. And I've got hundreds of stories where, you know, even like me and Josh used to all both, I keep saying Josh, but both Josh's, we would go to camps and we'd be over the guy's dorm. And there was a couple times where it's just us two. And if you've ever been with a bunch of 15, 16, even 12-year-old boys, first off, it stinks. You know, just saying, stinks. Mandatory shower time. We set shower time, and then we'd smell them as they walked out. And if they didn't have water on some, you know, don't dry your hair so we know that you were in there, you know. It was a real thing. It was sad. But we taught them. We taught them how to personal hygiene. We taught them, you know. And then they just talk and wrestle. You hear, you know, lights out. All right, everyone go to your bed. And you'd be laying there, and all of a sudden you hear a commotion. And there'd be two guys wrestling over. Hey, come on, get back in bed. So we'd have joke-telling time. I'd try to get them to wind down by, all right, everyone tell a joke. And I'd set parameters. You know, nothing about someone's family. Nothing about, no, your mama jokes. And then I'm like, all right, who wants to go first? And this 12-year-old kid, he was one of the sweetest boys ever. I, you know, set the parameters, and he goes, "I'll go first, Mr. Tyler." I said, "Okay." He goes, "Your mama's, man, like, we aren't doing this. Like, I set these parameters for a reason." So, but it was such a good time. You know, we had so much fun. Stories of them coming to me that they broke something, or, you know, like, just craziness. I remember, we think back about these stories every now and then, and it's just so much. Men's conferences, playing ping pong, getting competitive at ping pong. Used to come up here and practice ping pong all the time, just so I could beat the pastors. That was the sole focus of my teen years, to beat people at ping pong. But just as I grew up into this place, and as I got to be around the pastors and some of the leaders, and just encounter them and see the way they walk their life and the way they encounter God, I realized that I can do that. Like, this is fun, right? Relationship with God is fun. It's something that we can enjoy. It's something that it's not something that I have to be so focused, like, just so focused on that, you know, I can't enjoy it, right? I say it a lot at work, like, life is way too short for us not to enjoy what we do, right? And so my focus with when I have a relationship with God is that I hear what he has to say, and then I know that he's enjoying the process with me, right? He's not frustrated at me. He's a good, I think about, like, with my boys, like, if we're doing something together, I want them, and, like, it's a fun activity. Like, we went swimming yesterday, and there was a moment I had to catch myself, because, you know, around a pool, there's a lot of rules. There's, you can't jump, you know, you can't run by the pool, you can't jump in without mom and dad. But I realized, you know, I want them to enjoy this. I want to have fun with them. And so number one thing that I learned was, one, that relationship with God is fun. Two is that he enjoys it just as much as I do, right? It's this thing that he created us, and he was happy with it. He saw us. All of us sons and daughters of God, he sees us, and he's delighted in us, right? And so as we do that, one, relationship with God; two, that he enjoys us; and then the third thing really is the community aspect, right? And that's something that with the family nights and the picnics and all this stuff is that we're trying to move towards, is that we have fun in this, right? We enjoy each other. When I came up and was around those guys, I wanted to come up here because I enjoy being around these guys. Two, somebody had to heckle them. "Hey, you aren't doing this right." No, but I wanted to be around them because they're fun, and hearing them laugh and hearing them do that, and just thinking about it and praying about it, I felt like God said, and I said I felt like we were moving out of a season into the next thing. We're pushing towards where God's having us. I really feel like, you know, even as a church or even as individuals, there's been a season where it's almost like a grieving process, or almost, you know, we've had a lot go on in the last 3 years. And I think it's even been brought up in the pastor's meeting, like, almost with me, I felt like I had to get to a point to where I gave myself permission to have fun, right? I said, you know what? Like, I'm a lot, like, God wants me to have fun here. God wants me to joke around and encounter each other. And it's okay to have fun. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to start walking out this process with him. And so I really feel like that God wants us to enjoy community in a new way. And so just a really big thing that hit me yesterday is just watching. I think the biggest takeaway for me was just watching all of these guys and Jessica have fun. Like, they were interacting with each other. You know, there wasn't, you know, normally when you get a group of people together getting a task, it can be some heated moments. I heard laughing, I heard cheering when the barn fell down, and then watching that video, like, it, I don't know if you remember what it looked like before, it looks so good out there, right? It looks so good out there. And it's not, you know, used to, I would walk by and see kids on it. I'm like, man, I hope nothing goes wrong there. You know, like I don't know how it is. I don't want anything to be rotten, injuries, whatnot. But now we don't have to worry about it, right? And so just the joy that was experienced yesterday. And I think that it doesn't just has to be one day. I think we can have it every time we walk in this building, every time we interact with people outside of here, right? And so I just, as I pray about it, I feel like God's just spoke to me and said, we, one, to allow permission to have fun, and two, just remember that God is fun. That I remember something that I always would remember growing up is how it says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so whenever I was having hard times, I would remember that. I would remember, hey, you know, God created me. It's okay to feel these feelings, but He's calling me to this place. He wants me to have joy. He wants me to encounter each other. He wants me to have fun with the Joshes and all these guys. Alex, you know, I harass Alex all the time every time I see him, but he's a good sport. But I had this quote, and I'm wanting to end early because I do have an application. But I had this quote. It said, it was from Bill Johnson. He said, "You're only as strong as your joy." And I was thinking about that as we go through these things in life and walking with Him, walking with God. I want to be a person that when people see me, they see a difference. And one way that I know how, the key way that I know how that you can see a difference is the way I carry myself and the way that we carry ourselves. And even to the point that used to when we'd go to events with people outside of our church, we'd get people coming up to us talking about how much fun it was to be around us. And people would, we've gone on conferences and stuff, and people would ask when we were going to, if we were going to come back to this place or conference, because they want a book to go with us or to be around us, you know, and we're asked to go to stuff. And so I really feel like this is a step in the right direction. I think yesterday was a start of something amazing. Mr. Peter did a great job. Like Pastor Allen already said it, but he did a great job. He got guys together, really set a vision for what he wanted to do, and I think achieved it extremely well. Like, that is beyond really what I even thought we'd end up getting done, and we got it done quick. Like, I think like 2-3 hours, the barn was down, just so everything was off, and then they were moving gravel. So pretty amazing what they were able to accomplish, and I think Peter did a great job leading that. So I know Peter, you know, I sometimes feel like doesn't like the spotlight on him. You know, he's a lot of times behind the scenes, and he'll, but he did a great job, and so I'm very proud of him. But I really feel like that's where we're going, that we do things and we enjoy doing things around each other. And I remember, hey, I enjoy being around these guys because it's fun. Like, God wants us to have fun. God wants this place to be rocking. This picnic, like, I felt like God said, just bring the party, guys. Like, we're going to enjoy it. And then if there's any games, like if someone brings a bag-o board, I will, you know, show people how to be humble, and I'll, you know, beat them. And no, I'm just kidding. But just really feel like God wants us to enjoy this season and just to build upon that. And that's going to be, I think that's going to be a cornerstone of the community we build here, is that we enjoy being around each other. We enjoy having time with each other. And so I kind of wanted to leave some time for Pastor Allen had a great idea. But first I'll pray for us, and then we'll do activation. So, dear God, I thank you for today. I thank you for us just getting to sit with each other, encourage each other, encounter each other, Lord. Thank you for just the joy that is in this place and what you have for us, Lord. Amen. All right, Pastor Allen has an activation. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's all stand up, if you don't mind, if you can. And this wasn't the Peter Baker show. He really does like attention, actually. It's like, no, I'm kidding. But yeah, come play. You can come play. What we're going to do is we really believe in the power of anointing and the laying on of hands. And you may not realize it, but I think joy is a gift from the Lord, right? If you read the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruit of the Spirit, a gift from the Lord is joy. It's like predominant gift, right? And I believe some people, just like every other gift, some people are highly anointed in that gift. Like if we want to be for healing, it's easy. Harvey, lay hands on me and you can give me that gift you have of healing. And I believe we can do it. So I want, and I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Tyler didn't know I was going to do this part. Tyler, would you come down here? Because Tyler has a major anointing in that gift of joy. Like being happy, he just can't help it. It's like he's miserable when he's not happy. And so I think that's a gift from God. That's what this says in the scripture. It's a gift of joy. And I think there's other people in this room that that joy is like a gift in your life, okay? And so I want you to come down and stand beside Tyler. Don't make me call you out because that could be embarrassing. If you're just a joyful person, yeah, Aggie's like donating Missy. Not donating, that's the wrong word, isn't it? Nominating Missy. Missy, come on down. She does have joy. Oh, yeah, Vicky has joy. Still embarrassing. You may not want to let these guys pray for you because, yeah, Valerie has it. I don't know. She lives with Bill, and she's happy. Come on, Bill. Don't forget, if you want to help Bill with the gravel, you can talk to him. He's the beautiful gray-haired guy there. Silver hair, yeah. Yeah, who sings Marceline all the time. So these guys, if you would like to grow in joy, let one of these guys lay hands on you and pray for you. It's a gift. You can impart gifting through the laying on of hands. That's what Paul said to Timothy. And I believe it's true. So let's don't miss that opportunity this morning, okay? So I'm going to pray and we'll be dismissed. Don't forget tonight, even if you can't physically do anything, your smile is important to these children and to the families. We have somebody who's been visiting on family nights is cooking the hot dogs tonight. How great is that? Him and his wife and their three children will be here. They need to see your smiling face, and he'll do a great job. He helped yesterday. He worked like a dog yesterday. So, Father, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for the emphasis you've put on joy and the gifting you've given our body. God, I thank you for the gifting that these guys each have. And, Lord, we want to experience all of the fruit of the Spirit. God, joy is a good gift. So, Lord, I ask today that you would double. We'd receive a double portion of that gift as we're letting these guys pray for us. And God, that tonight when we are setting up and playing with the kids and eating together and just to fellowshipping, God, we ask that joy would be the fruit that we see all around us. So I just thank you, King, for all that you're doing. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. And thank you so much, Tyler.